720 WGN. It is Dane here with you in for John again, as Ernie said. Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. And this is a really cool show that we have got here on WGN, and it kind of tackles some of the issues that are in the news and some of the headlines, and also some of the issues that people are dealing with on a regular basis. Today, the show is going to have a little bit of star power and a little bit of kind of regular things that people are dealing with. We're going to talk a little bit about the Juliana Zobrist, Ben Zobrist divorce. So some salacious details and excitement there. We are going to talk a little bit about the Columbus statue that was taken out from Little Italy and whether they can get that back. We'll talk about child tax credit and some other issues as well. So stay tuned for that. In studio with us, excited to have two of the guys from Will Stodsgill law firm in Wheaton. We've got Will Stodsgill himself and also Brett Williamson. Guys, welcome to WGN. It's great to have you guys in. So sometimes a divorce situation is one of the toughest things that happen in a family. It is sometimes tragic. It is sometimes one of those things that tears the family apart in a bunch of different ways. But it's everyday business for you guys, right?
Totally. Even though it's celebrities that are going through it, I mean, these things happen also to, people in the private sector, too. So all the same issues apply, whether there's people cheating on their spouse, spending money, job changes, et cetera. So this is all it applies to everyone.
It's everyday business for you guys. And it's the kind of thing when, especially with the Cubs, and this was, for Chicago, but it was really the world story. Some of that wholesome kind of all-American stuff as the Cubs became winners instead of lovable losers. And so many of those great personalities became household names with us. And over time, just like anything, some of them have difficulty with the law. Addison Russell had his kind of run-ins with trouble. And of course, Ben Zobrist is in the news now for a legal situation, but not necessarily something that he did, right? This is related to his relationship. And even though it's kind of sensational for us to look at and see in the news, it's the kind of thing that you guys have every day. Where does this rank? Because there were some issues that came in that were surprising, that were sort of shocking. But for you guys, I'm sure it's the kind of thing you see every day.
We definitely see a wide range of issues and surprising circumstances of families. Certainly the involvement of a pastor / marital counselor who's actively counseling the parties. Right. That's certainly pretty high up there on the list. Certainly not something you see every day.
When you have also, too, and that's through the process of the legal situation, you wonder how people have either the courage or the gall, right, to say certain things. And with this situation, you had, so there's a breakup. And in the celebrity side of things, oftentimes there's large sums of money or property that have to be divvied up or separated in some ways as well. And that's also something kind of sensational. And so if you could kind of give sort of the overview of the case itself. So they're breaking up, they're going to separate and kind of split their marital assets. This happens. People have trouble in their relationships and they don't necessarily get along for a variety of reasons. So they're going to split it. And typically, is it 50-50 if there isn't some sort of prenuptial agreement? And what are some of the mitigating factors where someone could say, hey, it's more your fault than just maybe us not getting along?
Well, neither of us are Tennessee attorneys, so we need to throw that out there before we start talking about Tennessee law. Certainly in Illinois, it's a little bit different. Illinois is a no-fault state, whereas Tennessee, based off of my limited research on the topic, is a fault state, meaning you can prove up the fault as to who caused the dissolution of the marriage or the breakdown of the marriage. Illinois does not have that. Whereas Tennessee, which is where this case is currently pending, will allow Mr. Zobrist to seek remedies, including alimony or a reduction in alimony if he can prove the infidelity. He can also seek additional remedies with respect to the children, whereas in Illinois, marital misconduct cannot be considered by the court in either property division or child custody.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to that, the dissipation is really the thing here in Illinois, as opposed to what's going on in Tennessee. And what I mean what I mean by dissipation is it's money that is spent not for the benefit of the marital estate. So what they're really arguing right now, or at least from Ben Zobrist's standpoint, is, hey, my wife went out, spent all this money on this pastor, whether it was at a party. I think there's a allegation $30,000 was spent on a retirement party. The pastor, she was funneling money other ways through a farm account. And so what Ben Zobrist, if it was in Illinois, he's saying, look, that was money that wasn't spent for me, wasn't spent for the kids. I want my half of that money back. Going to your point on whether or not Illinois is a 50-50 state, generally speaking, 50-50, but you know, there are all sorts of factors. You know, depends on the earning power of one of the spouses. It depends on how big the marital estate is. Depends on, you know, how old the parties are. There are all sorts of factors that go into that. But you know, when you're seeing these large estates, you know, whether it's $24 or $35 million like they have, you know, it's generally speaking, you're going to split it equally and then kind of figure out how they're going to handle the support issues from there.
Yeah, and we're going to take a break in about a minute, but I wanted to ask you guys from a strategy standpoint, and so Ben Zobrist filed something on the same day in a different state, and she filed something in another state. She filed it in Tennessee, and of course, a lot of this stuff probably happened while he was in Illinois, so maybe he was damaged while he maybe has had a residence here. Before we go to break, do you guys think about that, even though you're based in Wheaton, work in the Chicagoland area, do you ever counsel your clients, hey, it'd be advantageous if there's a connection to file it in a different state?
Absolutely. If the possibility exists, that's something you need to certainly explore. The difference here is Ben actually filed in Tennessee. So he's the one that's seeking to prove up the actual cause of the dissolution of marriage and seek remedy under Tennessee law, whereas his wife filed in Chicago, a non-fault state or a no-fault state, where those past indiscretions couldn't really be considered beyond the dissipation of marital funds.
Yeah, so all that stuff is being considered. When we come back from this break, we're going to continue on Let's Get Legal. We've got Will Stogsdill and Brett Williamson in studio with us, so keep it here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, it is Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. I am Dane here with you, and in studio, we have attorneys Will Stogsdill and Brett Williamson, and they are talking about divorce. Unfortunately, it's a thing that happens, but when it does, you need capable people, and you got to be able to find them. We do have Mary on the line. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Mary, you have a question for the guys. What was it?
Yes, I was wondering what they recommend if someone needs a divorce attorney, and, you know, that a lot of people advertise, a lot of, you know, there's a lot out there. Would they recommend that people go to, I think a friend told me it's called the ARDC, Attorney Registration website, and see if people have been suspended or have issues, or do they recommend doing things like looking at a county website for the courts and looking to see if they have, you know, if they have issues with alcohol or drugs, or what do they recommend is the best way? Is it the ARDC looking at that? So, you know, sometimes people end up with bad attorneys, and yeah. Is that a way to prevent it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Mary. That's a great question. So she wants to know just like, how do you find a good attorney and make sure that they're ready to go?
So, you know, those are all great ways. I think one of the best ways is, you know, asking friends and family, right? You know, people that are close to you that have had good experiences, bad experiences with lawyers. I always tell people when they come in the office, you know, it's like another relationship. You're getting into a relationship with me. And so at the end of the day, you have to like what I'm telling you. You have to, you know, respect the things that I'm advising you of. But, you know, if it doesn't work, you know, then you need to find a lawyer that works for you. And I mean, there's all different types. There's the quiet, there's the loud, there's the, you know, the knowledgeable. I mean, everybody's knowledgeable, but
is there a category for quiet and loud? No, yeah. Right, but you see things on television, right? Yeah. And it's not always like that.
Correct.
In reality, the one of the things we wanted to talk about is how much latitude a judge has, whether it's sentencing guidelines people hear about, you know, for crimes where things are sort of already pre-structured, or there's maybe a traditional way that things are done. And you had mentioned during the break that when people come in, you know, obviously everyone has, there's two sides to the story, and everyone's like, well, it's his fault or it's her fault or she did this. In this, I don't think anybody can deny, and even, well, Juliana may not agree with that, but it looks like it's pretty much her fault, not only that the marriage dissolved, but also that there is less money for her to go ahead and split based on what happened. How much latitude does a judge have, or how much is the importance of the lawyer, and they're making that argument?
So judges have a reasonable degree of ability to go beyond a 50-50. The Illinois Marriage and Dissolution of Marriage Act provides for an equitable division of the marital estate, marital property, etc. That doesn't necessarily always mean equal. And in doing so, the court will consider several factors, including dissipation, which Brett spoke about earlier. But something that's more germane to this particular case would be the acquisition, preservation, increase or decrease in marital property. So, you know, Giuliano's arguing that Ben gave up on $8 million of additional income and additional property. And she's going to say, because of that, I want additional amounts of the actual marital estate. I want a disproportionate share beyond a 50-50 split. And that's certainly an argument that she can make.
Go ahead.
No, and I would add, you know, I think you had said it seems like Giuliana's done what she's done. I actually believe that she's admitted in court filings that she's had this affair.
She's made some mistakes. So, she's not perfect. I mean, it happens.
Yeah. I mean, so from that standpoint, I mean, that's not the end all be all. You still have to go through and you have to prove that, you know, again, and from a dissipation standpoint, that this money was spent on this person or spent on things that were not for the benefit of the marital estate.
How much does the celebrity side of it? Now, she's, and I mentioned off air to you guys, Giuliana Zobrist, she's a singer, right? She's a professional singer. We've had her in studio at WGN, and she's sang before, and certainly, I'm sure, has a fan base. Ben Zobrist is a world-famous athlete. How much does celebrity come into play? It shouldn't at all. I know that. But when it comes to maybe the judge or maybe the attorneys or maybe the sympathies, right? Because this is a person that people, even the judge, already probably knows and has a positive opinion. The reason I ask is when I was a little kid, I went to court to sit in on Mike Ditka when he had his drunk driving trial. And I, one of my things that allowed me to have maybe a little jaded and cynical is the judge first stood up, and this was during the 85 season and so much anticipation, excitement for the Bears. The judge said, Mike, it's great to have you here. Now, remember, he's in court for the DUI and he said, hey, can I get a picture? And the judge had his kids with him, too. And the kids ran around from behind the bench and got a picture with Mike Ditka. Now, you can't say that whatever the decision was, that judge was not affected by who was in front of him, regardless of the facts.
I mean, if that happened in a divorce case, I mean, I think we would have bigger problems. You know, you'd probably start to see an appeal at some point in time at the end of a case. But I mean, you know, it's human nature, right? We're all people. You know, you're fans. You see these people. You got to do your best to try to block that out and kind of focus in and hone in on the issues. I think one of the things that to me is going to be a bit problematic for Giuliana is that she's a singer, she's an author, and to now make a claim that her retired husband is going to support her, it might backfire. She might be the only person that's able to work right now.
Well, and guys, think about this. There are times where I've heard where people actually, because of the settlement, either they quit their job or do something else. And so their income at this time, I don't think Ben Zobrist is playing baseball. He may have money in the bank, but his income is zero. Does that affect how much the support is? Because she could sing for, you know, decades.
It'll absolutely affect the amount of support. I mean, obviously, the size of the marital estate is relatively significant. So even assuming the parties divide the estate 50-50, they're going to have income coming off of their share of the marital property. But I think the argument that Brett just brought up is certainly germane in that Ben Zobrist, his earning capacity will never be as high as it was, whereas his wife has the potential to continue with her pop singing, with her books and everything else that can give additional income. It should affect her amount of alimony or maintenance or child support negatively.
And you guys sort of intimated it too on the recourse side. Is there a way that, because I see this, and maybe it's just me, but I see that like Ben could be suing her because he only has this finite amount of time to make money within that career. He had to, because of what she was doing, he had to leave or felt he had to leave. And so, I mean, I know it's her fault about the marriage, but even on the dollar side, right, he can't just go pick up and start baseball again.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're probably limited in what your career options are going to do. I mean, keep in mind, when you have $24 to $36 million, however that is cut up, I don't know if it's real property, all investments, et cetera, you're making money on your money and it from that standpoint. But it is right. You're 100% right. I mean, his job prospects are super limited. And I mean, if I'm arguing that case, I may be arguing that she's the one that should be supporting everybody.
That would be an interesting twist right here. And so this kind of situation, I'm sure there's so many listeners that are hearing it right now and thinking that maybe I'm not a baseball player or a singer, but that's me, you know, where we had a situation and what was being done by the parties affected the income. And now we've got to go ahead and fight it out. So guys, give the website information where people can get in touch with you guys. Of course, you work in all the counties, but based in Wheaton, and I'm sure open to having people get a hold of you and talk.
Absolutely. So we are the Stogsdill Law Firm. We are a boutique family law firm located in Wheaton, Illinois. We serve all areas of Chicagoland with 10 experienced trial and family law attorneys. We were founded approximately 50 years ago by my father, and our website is stogsdilllaw.com.
And when it comes to the kind of things that you guys can handle, even though it may not be on the front page, you guys have probably seen it all, right, and done it all. And so if people are in whatever situation they are in, it's something that you guys are familiar with and can probably handle.
Absolutely. We've handled Major League Baseball players, Blackhawks players, entertainers, MMA fighters, and just your average everyday person. So we've seen just about anything anyone can experience at this point.
It's Let's Get Legal powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. We'll get that website one more time from the guys, Will Stogsdill and Brett Williamson, in studio with us. So guys, as we let you go, one more time with the website or social media where people can keep up with everything you guys are doing.
StogsdillLawFirm.com. We have Instagram. We have LinkedIn, all sorts of social media. So you should be able to find us pretty easily.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. Coming up after the news, we're going to have attorney Stephen A. Leahy's going to talk about something else that goes along oftentimes with marriages and is out there in the news right now, is the child tax credit, how people are getting it, how to get it, how to manage that, right, and what's going on with that. So keep it here. It's Let's Get Legal on 720 WGN.